Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Happy Monday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Another great show to kick off the week for you guys today. We continue our college football preview as we're starting to wrap up the SEC a little bit. The Big 12 is on the horizon. We're wrapping up the AFC today in the NFL. If you can believe it or not, the Cleveland Browns, the only team left in the AFC before we head off to the NFC East tomorrow. Lucy Burge will stop by middle of the show, model making money. We'll get Lucy's thoughts on a bunch of different things. And then also we will talk some baseball here on a Monday. Only 9 series underway. We do have some big ones, though. Astros, Rangers, Phillies, and Dodgers. Maybe an NLCS preview. We'll get into all of that, give out some best bets, then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, and if you miss any part of the show, over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you guys get your podcasts, as you can see right there on your screen. Glasses in session. Let's get this thing rolling. We got the Olympics underway right now. We're watching water polo. We had gymnastics this morning, 3-on-3 basketball. So much excitement going on in Paris. The weekend was electric. We'll talk some more Olympics coming out throughout the week, but let's talk some college football and dive in to the Auburn Tigers for the upcoming season. Year 2 for Hugh Freeze. You can see the schedule right there on your screen if you're watching on Twitch and YouTube with us. And very nice start to the schedule for Auburn. Those first 4 games, they should win. The first 3 games, surely. Alabama, A&M, California, New Mexico, all at home. They're actually, their first 5 games are all at home to start the season. So that's big for Auburn. Build confidence. We know Jordan Hare, one of the best home field advantages in all of college football. Then comes the tough part in the SEC schedule. We did have the coaches poll that just came out in college football, and all the teams that they're going to be playing next on their schedule, the next 3 teams, all favored after that. Number 14, Oklahoma, at Georgia, bye week, at Mizzou, at Kentucky, difficult schedule. Then you get a nice little cupcake there. You get essentially 3 bye weeks. You have to play Vandy at home, bye week, home against UL Monroe. Then you get A&M at home, and then Bama to finish off the season. So Auburn, I kind of look at their schedule in different parts, right? Very easy start. First 4 weeks should be wins. They should start the season 4-0. That middle section is a gauntlet with the road games at Georgia, at Mizzou, at Kentucky. That's what happens when you play 5 straight road games, then, or 5 straight home games. Then you got to play some road games as well. Then some more home games in the middle there, Vandy, UL Monroe, and Texas A&M before finishing at Alabama. You never see a college football schedule like this where it's like home, road, home, road, right? Usually it's like home games start, road, home, whatever it may be. But Auburn's kind of got a balanced schedule for the most part where they either know that they're home for an extended period of time or they're on the road for an extended period of time, which I actually think can help them a little bit, especially with those road games and the fact that you're playing tough teams. If you are playing like road and home, maybe when you're back home, a little lackadaisical, going through the motions, maybe you're getting revved up for that road game. But the fact that they're consistently on the road, I think will keep them focused. So that could be something to keep in mind. Their road schedule, though, I mean, that is tough. You got to play Georgia and Bama on the road. Missouri's going to be really good this year. We're going to preview them tomorrow. Kentucky's going to be a good team as well. So that's tough. They do avoid Texas. They do avoid LSU. They avoid Ole Miss. They avoid Tennessee. So certainly could be a little tougher. We've seen some schedules that we've previewed of some teams that could be tougher. But overall, schedule for Auburn, very interesting this season. I just thought the way that it's broken up and the balance of home to road games and then the road games that they have, extremely tough. As for the roster, Auburn, we know last year they were really missing a quarterback. They tried a couple different options. They could never get that guy any explosiveness in the pass game. Their running game was very good, but they could never have that quarterback that changed games for them, that could beat the defense. And instead of really going out in the transfer portal and really addressing that, Hugh Freeze decides that Peyton Thorne's going to be his guy for another year. I know people in Auburn probably not too thrilled about that. Peyton Thorne showed some flashes at Michigan State. He showed a little bit of flash at Auburn. Honestly, though, I'm a little bit surprised that they brought him back. So what are they doing to try and improve the offense? Well, they went out and got a new offensive coordinator this year. They hired the OC from Ole Miss to run the show in Auburn. They also went out and did a great job recruiting and in the transfer portal. They brought out, they got a true freshman in Cam Coleman. Should be a superstar. Got a couple of other wide receivers in the portal. They bolstered the offensive line. Brought back their running back, who should be very good as well. Defensively, they make another change. Defensive coordinator DJ Durkin, and they help out their defense also. They're relying on some young guys that have to take over, but very talented players. Again, I think Auburn, that's got a lot of change in personnel on defense. The fact that they're replacing and bringing in a new offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, you can't understate how important it is that their first five games of the season are at home. So they don't have to deal with crowd noise. There's a lot of familiarity. People will be on their side. I think the comfort of playing at home will be very key for Auburn. So that's something to monitor as well. The season will really all come down to Peyton Thorne, though. There are so many good quarterbacks in the SEC. There are so many Heisman hopefuls. Hugh Freeze, I think, will get Auburn up and running eventually. Maybe they're still a year or two away. I'm looking at their win total, though. It's 7.5 wins. The over is plus 125. The under is minus 150. They're going to lose the game at Georgia. They're going to lose the game at Bama. They're probably going to lose one of the games against Missouri or Kentucky, right? So if they can go 1-3 on the road, and then if they can find a way to just win one of those tough home games against either A&M or Oklahoma, I think Auburn could be worth a shot at the plus money at plus 125. But the win total is going to come down to winning either that Kentucky road game or Oklahoma and A&M. They got to go 2-3 in those games. Home against Oklahoma, home against A&M, and then at Kentucky. Those three games right there will determine the win total. If you think Auburn goes 2-3 during that stretch, I think they're over at plus 125. Would be worth looking at a sprinkle. They're 50-1 to win the SEC. I think the SEC is way too talented, way too loaded. Wouldn't touch that. They're plus 750 to make the college football playoff. I wouldn't touch that either. 100-1 to win the national title. I'm good. I think the only bet for Auburn worth making is the over win total at plus 125. If you do think that they're going to win two of those three games that I mentioned during that stretch with Kentucky, Oklahoma, and Texas A&M. Tough schedule, though. Interesting schedule for Auburn. Year two under Hugh Freeze, and they got to hope that Peyton Thorne makes some big improvements in year two in that system. All right, let's move over to the NFL now. Look at the Cleveland Browns here on Send It In. So we're breaking down the AFC North last week. The Browns are our final team, top division, top to bottom. The AFC North division is the best division in football, and the Cleveland Browns are the team that I think is going to win the division this year. Probably about the last couple weeks or so, we've started to see some movement on the Cleveland Browns to win this division. They were as high as 6-1. Now they're 5-1 on BetMGM. I think this price should be closer to like 4-1, if not plus 375. I really don't think the gap between Cleveland to Cincinnati and Baltimore is that drastic. We know the Browns have one of the best defenses in the NFL. The drop-off certainly is the quarterback, right? Lamar and Burrow to Deshaun Watson, that's where the drop-off is. But the Cleveland offensive line is excellent. Two very good receivers in Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, very good head coach in Kevin Stefanski. Nick Chubb obviously working his way back from injury. It does come down to Deshaun Watson, and he does have to play very well, but I don't think he needs to be Superman. The Browns proved last year with a ton of injuries, and they were able to win games with Joe Flacco. And yeah, he made some mistakes, but he pushed the ball down the field. And more importantly, he was able to just get the Browns offense believing in what they were doing. A lot of times in the NFL, when teams have great defenses, they don't really have good offenses to go along with it. We've seen that with the Jets the last couple of years. We saw it with the Broncos with Russell Wilson. When you have a good defense and your offense isn't producing, it just drains the life out of your football team. So when the Browns defense saw that their offense was complementing them and scoring big plays and they were exciting, that's what really rallied the team and helped them get to the playoffs. So Deshaun Watson needs to do that this year for the Browns. Got to score points. Got to make the team exciting. Got to push the ball down the field. There was not nearly enough of that when he was the starter last year before he got hurt. But I do think the Browns are worth the play at plus 500. The schedule is very tough at the end, as you can see on your screen. Four of the final seven games for the Browns this year are against divisional opponents. Three of those four games are on the road. And then two of those other games in there, home against Kansas City and home against Miami. So not only in the final 7 weeks of the season are the Browns going to be playing against teams they're going to be battling in their division, they're also going to be playing against teams they could be battling for one seeds, two seeds potentially, if everything goes right for Cleveland this year. I do think the price is really good for them, though. Again, they got a great head coach in Kevin Stefanski. They're great on both lines of scrimmage, offense and defensive line. They got a great defense, good receiving core, good tight end in Njoku. I mean, we talk about this a bunch in the NFL, that there are certain teams that everything around them is built. They just need the quarterback to play well. I mean, we talked about that with San Francisco and Brock Purdy. Talked about that with Jared Goff in Detroit. He played very well last year. Cleveland is really another one of those teams. Feels like everything around Cleveland is built. If they can just get the quarterback play out of Deshaun Watson, they could be a good team. And look, the price is built into that, right? There's a reason why they're 5-1 to win this division. There's a reason why they're 40-1 to win the Super Bowl, 20-1 to win the AFC. There's a reason why their win total is about 9, 8.5, the over's minus 140. Under the 9.5 is minus 175. So Vegas is expecting about a 9-8 season from the Cleveland Browns. I think there's a lot to like, though, with this Browns team. Their defense is still going to be dominant at home. They were like the worst defense in the NFL on the road. They're not going to be that again this year, so you expect that to be better. I don't think Deshaun Watson can be any worse than he was at the beginning of last season. I think he's going to be better. Cleveland had 26% of their payroll on injured reserve last year. I think they're due for some injury luck as well. So I think it's going to be a good year for Cleveland as well. The way that their schedule sets up too, and just like projecting things out, it feels like a lot of those games in November and December are going to be high stakes games for the Cleveland Browns. So I think they have a good season. And guys, the road schedule, can't ask for much more in the NFL. Look at the road schedule for the Cleveland Browns this year. At the Jags, at the Raiders, at the Commanders, at the Eagles, at the Saints, at the Broncos, and then obviously all the division games that you have to play. Broncos, Raiders, Commanders, all those teams aren't going to be very good this year. The Saints aren't going to be very good as well. So I think the road schedule for Cleveland isn't all that difficult. Most of the tough teams that they're going to play this season are at home. They have Joe Burrow's number. They beat Joe Burrow very consistently. They always play the Ravens tough. So I think this is the Browns' year where they win the AFC North. The Lions broke their drought last year. I think the Browns get it done this year. I'd look at them at plus 500. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with our friend Lucy Burge here on a Monday. Lucy, before we find out what you like on this Monday, what does the BetQL model like for today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Happy Monday. 5-star play for today from the BetQL model, Dodgers money line. against the Phillies. The Dodgers have won their last two games. The Phillies have hit a bit of a skid, as they have lost six of their last seven. The BetQL model thinks the Dodgers will keep their winning going, and the Phillies will fall short once again and likes Dodgers' money line as a five-star play tonight.
All right, very nice. Lucy, I want to get your thoughts on that series here in a little bit, but what are your best bets today? What are some sides that you like, player props, any Lucy long balls for the people as well?
Couple Lucy long balls, PJ. Jose Ramirez to hit a home run. He has five home runs in his last six games, one in his last two games, and 29 home runs this season up against Zach Gallen. He is batting 500 with six at bats with a home run and two singles. And considering how hot he has been lately, I think this is a great spot for him to hit one out tonight against the Diamondbacks. And then Rafael Devers to just go over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. He has hit this in his last 11 games with 13 hits, 7 runs, and 6 RBI in just his last 7 games. And against Brady Singer, he is batting .375 with a home run, a single, and a double. Perhaps he can hit for the cycle against Brady Singer and maybe hit a triple tonight. And then it will, you know, maybe drive in a run and then take care of all of this. 1.5 total bases would be, 1.5 hits, runs, RBI would be great for him. And Brady Singer has allowed 21 hits over his last 5 starts and 6 in his last start. So I think his trajectory is down. Devers is up. So I like that for Devers. And then Salvador Perez to hit a home run. He hit one on Friday night, and that helped me very much. He has 2 home runs in his last 10 games, and he's got 20 on the season against James Paxton. He has 1 home run, a double, and 3 singles. And Paxton allowed a home run and 6 hits at his last start. So I think Salvador Perez can hit one against the Red Sox. It pains me, but I think it's a valuable bet here.
I like it. All right, maybe some offense in that Red Sox and Royals game tonight, Lucy. I can see that happening too.
We'll see.
Maybe an over. That thing's up to 10 now, so I'm liking the way you're headed. Let's talk about that Phillies-Dodgers series. This could be an NLCS preview, heavyweight matchup. Both teams really aren't playing that great either, Lucy, so this is a big series. Which team at this point would you rather pick to win the NL? Would you take Philly or would you take the Dodgers?
I would rather take Philly. I still have my Phillies-Orioles World Series matchup is what I think it will be, and I still believe that. I still believe the Phillies will turn this around, that this a little skid that they are on will not last much longer, and they will improve, and they will work their way out of it. The Dodgers, I think this could be the matchup, the NLCS matchup, but I don't think the Dodgers will prevail in that. I still think it will be the Phillies, and I think the Phillies are a better team than the Dodgers, so I would still say the Phillies. I have faith in them.
Lucy, both of those teams are just a little bit better than the next team we'll talk about, and that's the Chicago White Sox. They're 27-87 this year. Lucy, I ask you, are the White Sox going to get to 40 wins this season?
Yeah, I'm sorry to Shawnee Sharp, our good friend, but no, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to win another game ever, like ever again. I mean, 27 wins might be what it ends up being. Pedro Grifol is 100 games below 500 as the manager of this team. How soon until he gets fired should be the next bet? Never mind what day they're going to win their next game. What day does he get fired? Because the stats are endless for like the last team to do this. The last time this happened, the last time this losing streak happened, the amount of losing streaks, including the one they are currently on, the number of games of these losing streaks that they have been on this season is remarkable. And if there are two kinds of fans in this kind of situation, because the Red Sox have been in situations like this where they're not that great, the two kinds of fans where you just don't watch because it's too painful and you just end up like not watching for the rest of the season and ignore them, or you continue to watch because it is interesting to see how they will lose. And I would now continue to watch to see how they will lose games, because as was said, each one is uniquely painful, each loss. So I would continue to keep an eye on the White Sox to see how far this goes. And I'm invested in this now. I can't wait to see how long this goes and how far this losing streak goes. I'm sorry, Sean, but it is fascinating.
Lucy, do you think you're going to bet on the White Sox at any point this season? Like, do you think you're going to wake up one day and you're just going to be like, you know what? Today's the day. I'm going to bet the White Sox, or do you not think that's going to happen?
I mean, I personally don't think it will happen, but if there is a sign from above that says, you know what, today's the day, which I don't foresee happening, quite frankly, but no, you know what, just flat out no. I don't see a scenario in which I would bet White Sox money line going forward, but
yeah.
You know, all the best to them, but I don't see that I would bet on them, no.
Maybe you're like going for a walk or something and there's like a White Sox on the sidewalk
on the
or
ground.
Something, and then you're like, oh man, I got
it happened.
Maybe today's the day. So
that
we'll see
if that happens, yes, I will bet White Sox money. Which, you know, it could happen easily. Could happen today.
I would too, honestly. If that happened, I think I would have to. Former White Sox Chris Sale, who's having a great season. And I believe there was somebody on the network who maybe had Chris Sale to win NL Cy Young. He's having a pretty good year. Lucy, would you stick with Chris Sale to win NL Cy Young, or would you go over to Paul Skenes, who's having a great year with the Pirates?
Yeah, I think I did hear that somebody on this network did pick Chris Sale to win NL Cy Young. It might have been me. The rumors, I can confirm they are true. I am not bailing on Chris Sale now. I am not going with Paul Skenes. Paul Skenes had the shortest outing of the season since June for him. So I am sticking with Chris Sale. He has been very consistent, and I'm not even going to mention what could possibly happen to him that has happened to him in the past that has shortened his season. Not going to happen. I have faith in Sale, and I am not veering from this now. Imagine if, like, a couple days from now, I'm like, you know what? Actually, I don't think Sale's going to win. No, I am sticking with him to the end. And Chris Sale to win NL Cy Young, I am not veering away from that for 1 second. I love you, Paul Skenes, but you know what? It's going to be Chris Sale.
Totally fair. Lucy, before I let you go, we wrapped up the AFC today in our football previews. We wrapped up the AFC North. Really good division. Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Steelers. Who wins the AFC North this year?
The Ravens, because we are best friends, PJ. I don't think there is a team on that list, including the Bengals, who is going to beat out the Ravens this season. I think the Ravens will have will win more games than the Bengals, and they are the best team in the division. I think they will win it.
Lucy, I knew I liked you. I mean, you got the O's to win the World Series. You got the Ravens to win the division.
Super Bowl, why not?
Look at you, Lucy. Absolutely love it. Make sure you check out Bet Slips and Bat Flips, 2 p.m. Eastern Time with Lucy and Jake coming up right here on the BetQL Network. Lucy, always a pleasure. Hopefully, maybe you'll see like a White Sox on the sidewalk, and that'll be your sign. Bet the Sox.
I think so. Next time I talk to you in a couple days, will the White Sox have won a game? I don't think so, but we will see.
We will see. That's a great question. We will see. Lucy Burge, great stuff. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time for a little Big League Peach here on Send It In. Only 9 games today. We do have some really good matchups. We'll run through all of them. We'll start 5:15 p.m. Eastern Time game today between the Mets and the Cardinals. Total of 9. The Mets are -115 on the money line. Cardinals are -105. You got Sean Manaea going up against Andre Pallant. Sean Manaea, the last 7 times he has taken the bump for the Mets. The Mets have won 6 of those 7 games. For whatever reason, Manaea, when he's on the mound, the Mets just find ways to win those games. They're a small road favorite today, and St. Louis will take New York at -115. Interesting line tonight in Cleveland between the D-backs and the Guardians with a total of 8.5, 6:40 p.m. Eastern time, first pitch. Zach Gallen's on the mound for Arizona going up against Logan Allen. So you got a clear pitching advantage for Arizona today. That is why they are the heavy favorites. I think this is one of those games where Arizona obviously has the clear starting pitching advantage. Cleveland has the clear bullpen advantage. Cleveland Guardians 56-1 this year when leading after 6 innings. When you get to the back end of their bullpen, you can't beat them. Arizona knows that they got the better pitcher on the mound to start the game. Sense of urgency to get out to a hot start. We'll go with the D-backs first 5 money line -140 today against the Guardians. We got the Cincinnati Reds in Miami tonight to take on the Marlins. 6:40 p.m. Eastern time, first pitch. Nick Martinez going for Cincinnati. Rodri Munoz going for the Marlins. This game is gross. We're going to pass. Giants and Nationals, happy Patrick Corbin Day to you and yours today in the nation's capital. Total of 9, 6:45 p.m. Eastern time start. Last time we saw Patrick Corbin take the mound, he gave up 10 earned runs in the first 2 innings. Giants are minus 165 on the money line today. The Nats are plus 140. Logan Webb up against Corbin. It's not only is Corbin going tonight, but the Giants are pitching Logan Webb on the other side of it. It feels a little low, doesn't it? Like, should the Giants be minus 200 with Webb going up against Patrick Corbin? That does make me a little bit nervous. I'm not betting the game, but, like, there's no way I'm betting the Nats. It would either be the Giants or the pass on the run line. Astros and Rangers tonight in Texas starting a big series in the AL West. Hunter Brown going for the Astros. Andrew Haney going for the Texas Rangers. Interesting nugget about this game. Both of these pitchers have faced each other's team twice this season, and both have not done well. Hunter Brown's gone 12 innings against Texas. He's has like a 7 ERA in those two starts. Andrew Haney, same thing. He's got an ERA over 7 in just two starts against the Astros. Think this total's a little bit too low. I'll go over 8.5 in Rangers and Astros. Twins and Cubs today in Wrigley. David Festa going for Minnesota up against Kyle Hendricks. Two pitchers with an ERA that's right close to 7, yet the total's only sitting at 8. At Wrigley Field, think the wind blowing in a little bit tonight. Maybe get a little bit more of a pitcher's duel than what people are expecting. I'll go under 8 in Cubs and Twins. Red Sox and Royals tonight in KC, favorite bet of the night. Folks, anytime we see a double-digit total in Kauffman Stadium, you got to go over the total. Odds makers, some wise guys, they know something. Brady Singer's had a really good year for Kansas City. James Paxton's had a nice year for Boston, too. It's going to be some runs tonight in KC. I'll take the over 10 in Red Sox and Royals. White Sox at the Athletics. Is tonight the night where I want to go back in with the White Sox? It is not. J.P. Sears on the mound for Oakland, minus 175. White Sox, plus 145. Total is 8. Honestly, guys, I just bet the over. Everybody's talking about the losing streak with the White Sox, and rightfully so. Man, they can't pitch a lick right now, and they're scoring a lot of garbage runs as well. Like, these teams are jumping out to like 7-1, 10-2 leads. Then the White Sox are scoring like 5 runs in the 8th inning. So the over 8, I think, is a good play tonight. Then finally, game of the night, series over the next 3 days. Phillies and Dodgers, going to be awesome. Aaron Nola against Tyler Glasnow, a total of 7.5. Phillies plus 110, Dodgers minus 130. I'll roll with the Phillies tonight at plus 110. They're 2-8 in their last 10 games. They finally snapped their losing streak yesterday against Seattle. Bryce Harper, who was in an awful slump, the worst slump of his career post-All-Star break. 3-hit game yesterday, including a home run. Alec Bohm went back-to-back homers with them. I think that was the spark that Philly needed a little bit. It feels like all these top teams are kind of going through a rut right now. Yankees were going through their rut. The Orioles were going through theirs. The Dodgers have been a little bit of a funk. Phillies are going through their funk right now as well. But I think playing against the Dodgers, remember, during this losing streak, Philly's been favored in like every game. Now they're going on the road to LA. They're the underdogs. Pressure's off of them a little bit. A little bit of confidence after beating Seattle last night. We'll go with the Phillies plus 110 tonight against the Dodgers. All right, time to wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send In. Let's get out some best bets tonight on the diamond. We will start in going streaking. We got the Rangers and the Astros. Anytime I'm doing going streaking, the first games I always look at are divisional matchups, right? Because these teams face each other 13 times a year. Usually these pitchers are facing these lineups 2 to 3 times a year. And boy, does Marcus Semien have some good history against Hunter Brown. 10 for 14 in his career is Marcus Semien against Hunter Brown. No, he's only batting 250 this season. 10 for 14, folks, that's a 700 batting average in 14 at-bats. Marcus Semien's my guy today in going streaking. Prop lock, I'm right with Lucy Burge on this. Rafi Devers, I'm targeting. She went hits, runs, and RBIs. I'm just going to go with total bases over 1.5 at plus 105. Again, like a lot of hitters tonight in that Red Sox-Royals game with a total of 10. Think we get a bunch of offense. If we get a bunch of offense, Rafi Devers probably going to have a piece of it. We'll go over 1.5 bags for Rafi Devers. Dog of the day is going to be the Philadelphia Phillies at plus 110 against the Dodgers. Good pitching matchup. Aaron Nola against Tyler Glasnow. But I think the Phillies is good value right now. The price is about right. If Philly wasn't going through this losing streak, maybe you'd be a little closer to a pick'em, but Glasnow at home, Dodgers rightfully should be favored. I think the Phillies are the side tonight. I'll take them at plus 110. Shiny Shark, give the people a winner, my friend. What are you doing tonight?
Yeah, Peach, Thursday, first half over for our Bears. You know, that cash, that was nice. Today, yep. I'm going to the game you were talking about. Happy Patrick Corbin Day, everyone. I'm going Michael Conforto over 1.5 total bases at plus 135. He's batting .353 at average, and he's slugging .853 against Corbin in 34 at-bats in his career. He's gone over this in back-to-back games and finally got not his first home run of the year, but a first home run in a while on Saturday. So I think he's starting to pick it up a little bit here, and he has 5 home runs against Corbin in his career. 5. So, and his home run's at plus 425, so sprinkle that a little bit. And Peach, obviously the White Sox are a dumpster fire. They've turned me into the Joker because I just like to watch the pain. And they haven't won a game on Monday this year, which is kind of a weird stat. But, yeah, so if you want to bet on Oakland, they're plus money on the run line. So the White Sox suck. They're the White Sox. So, yeah.
Yeah. Shawnee Sharp, quick question. More likely to happen, the White Sox take 2 out of 3 against Oakland, or Patrick Corbin throws a scoreless start today?
That's a good question. I'm going to say Patrick Corbin for sure. There's no way. There's no way the White Sox win 2 out of 3. I'd be shocked if they win.
I'd probably go Corbin too.
I think the Bears will win a game before the White Sox win a game, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, in the regular season.
I don't know about all that. Shawnee Sharp, Michael Conforto, over 1.5 total bases. My best bet today, Red Sox, Royals, over 10 runs. Guys, I did the daily tip this morning, filled in for Chelsea Messenger alongside Michael Jenkins. We were doing the show. It was at 9.5. Now it's going up to 10, double-digit total. It's my favorite bet. This might be my favorite bet in baseball all week, is this over in Red Sox and Royals. When I see a 10, my eyes just light up. Think we get a lot of runs in KC tonight. Give me the over, Royals, and Red Sox. Once again, our best bets tonight. Man, do I like the board. Marcus Semien's 10 for 14 in his career against Hunter Brown. You better believe he's our play in going streaking. Rafi Devers, over 1.5 total bases at plus 105. Phillies, plus 110 on the money line against the Dodgers, our dog of the day. It's Patrick Corbin Day. Shawnee Sharp's going with Michael Conforto, over 1.5 total bases. Red Sox, Royals, best bet, over 10 runs. Thanks again to Lucy Burge for joining us on the show today. If you guys missed any part of Send It In, go check out our podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you tomorrow for a little Philadelphia Eagles and Missouri Tigers. Have a great day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.